This episode is sponsored by quality and innovative Game Boar cartridges. Game Boar shot shells are the choice of world champion David Radulovich and 26 times world champion George Digweed MBE. White Gold and Dark Storm contain precision-made diamond shot, manufactured exclusively in England, and coupled with high-performance smooth velocities, providing less felt recoil. If you're serious about your scores, you have to shoot with the best. When every clay counts, make sure you never compromise. Game Boar is the most decorated FITASC and sporting clay shot shells in the sport's history. Available now throughout the U.S., exclusively from KL Ammo. Find them online at www.gameboarus.com. Game Boar are simply the champion's choice.
Hey shooters, when you're traveling, protect your gun in the finest case available. Negrini is a sponsor of the Dead Pair podcast, and right now, use the promo code DEADPAIR, that's DEADPAIR all one word, for a 10% discount off your order. Plus, if your order totals more than $300, they're going to throw in free shipping. Remember, Negrini, we case your memories.
Welcome to the Dead Pair Podcast with your hosts, Jason Rambo and Sean Alley. We bring you all things sporting clay. Our focus is bringing new shooters to the sport and helping all shooters by giving you the most useful info from coaches, pro shooters, gun clubs, product and service specialists. The Dead Pair Podcast, what every shotgun shooter wants to hear.
Paul?
Hey everyone, welcome to the Dead Pair Podcast. I'm your host Jason Rambo. With me, the man that's large and in charge. What's up, Sean?
We're here, back again.
We're here for another unbiased episode of the Dead Pair Podcast.
Right.
So we bring you the news and information and you do with it what you want.
Right.
So
you filter.
So how you been, Sean?
Good, just busy with work and everything. Looking forward to all the stuff coming up. We got a shoot coming up this weekend. We've got the SCTP. We've got the Ohio State shoot, the Buckeye Cups, what's coming up closest. And then we've got a full boat here going into fall and into winter.
Yes. Hey, speaking SCTP, you got your calculator there on your phone?
Yes.
I got a text message from Jake Spangler over at the Cardinal Shooting Center.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready for this?
Go for it.
International Skeet, 69.
Okay.
International Trap, 197. Super Sporting, 206. Sporting Clays, 1,521. Mm-hmm. American Skeet, 1,379. Skeet Doubles, 706. Trap Doubles, 701. Trap Handicap, 610. And Trap Singles, 2,611. What do you got?
8,000.
Wow. I guess I did put out some bad info. It's not 7,000 registered. It's 8,000 registered for the SCTP Nationals in July at Cardinal Center.
Wow.
That is incredible. That is incredible.
I don't know very many other facilities that could even handle that kind of traffic.
No. No, that's...
They got the space for it. They do.
Yeah, for sure.
They got, 600 camping hookups. They got,
Oh, man. That place is... They can handle double what they're going to do.
Yeah. So. Well, luckily there's hotels and stuff nearby, so there's a lot of options for people that are coming in from out of town.
Yeah. No, it's going to be good, though. From what I understand, a lot of the vendors and stuff are going to be there, so it'll be huge for the kids, and I'm excited to see it. So
good deal.
Hey, coming up tonight, we have Mr. Rad Chad Roberts coming on.
Yes, sir.
With the guys from Blazer.
Yeah.
So... be nice to hear from them. I don't think they've ever been interviewed before. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of a language barrier there, but we've got some questions for them, and we're going to hear all about Blazer shotguns tonight.
So. That's cool. Yeah, we haven't had them on, so I'm sure people will be wanting to hear about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be pretty interesting because there's going to be four of them on the line with us at the same time plus us. So let's not dilly-dally. Let's get going here. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and thank you to Bear Pelt. At Bear Pelt, it's not just your vest, it's your new uniform. American-made Atlas traps are made right here in Kansas and feature the finest quality, innovation, and support in the business. Atlas traps are made using aircraft-quality aluminum and stainless steel to ensure your traps will outlast the competition.
So whether you're an individual needing a private trap for practice and recreation, or a club needing to outfit your entire facility, family-owned and operated Atlas Traps can suit all your needs.
Visit atlastraps.com to see the full line of commercial and recreational traps and accessories. With prices that won't make you see red and quality that won't leave you feeling blue, Atlas has the finest equipment available. RE Ranger, you can't hit what you can't see. With 14 clay sight lenses manufactured by Carl Zeiss Vision, Ranger lenses add target clarity and contrast no matter the lighting condition. Visit reranger.com for all your shooting eyewear needs, free shipping and returns in the U.S. on orders of $90 or more, and if you use the code DEADPAIR at checkout, you will save 10% off your order. See it further, see it faster, see it with precision with RE Ranger. All right. On the phone with us is Rad Chad Roberts, along with the gang from Blauser. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
We're doing awesome over here.
Chad, I know Chad, I know you've not only been stoked on Blauser, but felt very honored. So why don't you give us introductions if you could, please, sir?
I don't want to. Actually, you know what? It's always me talking. Let these guys talk. we have some people that may or may not speak English here that just might start speaking German on us. So,
all right.
Fair enough.
Everybody, I want everybody to know who they are from themselves. So go ahead. Hit it away, guys.
How about Yim? Let's start with Yim.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm Yim. Officially the sales and marketing operations, but we're really the front line. I'm the one that you'll mostly get when you call the office. I'm the one that's out and about with the guys at all the events, and also probably the show floor girl if you come visit us at Safari Club and Dallas Safari Club shows.
Awesome. And Andre, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us your position, please?
Absolutely. I'm officially the service manager of the head gunsmith for our group of companies that we represent. That would be Blauser, Mauser, Sauer, Rigby, as well as Blauser Optics and Minox. So when you call us, it's either Tom or myself answering the phone and assisting you with all those technical answers that our customers are looking for.
So cool. Tom. You'd like to introduce yourself, please, sir?
Yeah, no worries. Officially, my title is gunsmith. So like Andre said, if you call, we'll be the ones to get on service. And we work on all the brands that Blauser Group represents. And I'm also the gunsmith that travels with the trailer to all the events with Yim. And gets everybody taken care of.
Very cool.
Good deal.
Very cool. Well, welcome everyone to the Dead Prayer Podcast. It's an honor to have you. We appreciate you guys taking some time to speak with us. Sean, we've got some questions here. Won't you go ahead and kick us off with the first one?
Okay. All right. I'm trying to think maybe, I don't know who's going to be most comfortable with answering this. Here's the first question. Obviously, tell us a little bit about the company, the history of the company, how it got started, and just a little bit of background for one of our listeners. Who would like to expand on that a little bit?
Okay, well, I guess I could start because I'm from overseas, you know, not really from Germany, from Slovenia, but I spent quite a few years at the headquarters in Blauser, Germany. So I'll give you a little bit of an insight where we come from, how we started off, and what made us what we are today. Okay. If that's okay with everybody.
Perfect.
So Blauser has been around since 1957. And we have grown to be the largest hunting rifle manufacturer in Europe today. We've always been very known for rifles and combination guns and have only made shotguns, well, that would be over-under shotguns, since 2003. Therefore, our F3 is named after, you know, the year it was introduced, F for Flinte, which is shotgun, and three for 2003. So it's been, you know, a success from the very get-go. we had the know-how, the knowledge, the expertise, and obviously our engineers that could really deliver something innovative, something that would really make sense to the modern shooter. And that's where we are today. You know, we complemented the F3 with the F16 later on in 2016 to get, you know, our other segment of market, you know, for our weekend warriors that, you know, don't shoot as much as our pro shooters do and, you know, would go with the F3.
Okay. That's very interesting. I always wondered what the F3 stood for. So that's pretty cool backstory. I think this next question is more gunsmith related, Tom. So if you want to jump in here on this one, can you tell us what separates Blazer apart from other high-end shotguns?
Yeah, no worries. Really, it's technical innovation. Because if you look at the ergonomics of it, it's a very small receiver. It's almost like a 20-gauge receiver compared to others.
Okay.
And what really sets it apart, is it actually has strikers and not hammers.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And that's really only known in, it's really only known in the pistol world. But it actually has strikers, and it gives it incredibly fast lock time. And we're able to put 3-pound triggers on it. So it's like a rifle trigger in a shotgun.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
So,
and the really last one will be the modularity. Because of the monoblock and the receiver, you can swap any barrels. There's no gunsmithing, no fitting. You can just pick up a barrel and slap it on the receiver. So if your buddy's shooting a 12-gauge and you're shooting a 20-gauge and you want to swap, you don't have to change your stock. You can just take his barrel, put it on your gun, and go shoot.
Really?
Wow, that's very cool.
That's neat.
Yeah. And the stocks are interchangeable, too. So as long as you have a receiver and a barrel, you can get custom stocks made. You can do pretty much anything you want and just slap it on the gun.
Now, is that specific for, like, just the F3s fit the F3s and the F16s fit the F16s?
Correct. Yeah, it's really only specific to the F3, and that's kind of what separates the F3 and the F16.
Okay.
The F3 has the modularity and the strikers. Well, the F16 is really a more traditional gun. It has hammers. It only comes as a 12-gauge currently.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Very cool. Well, you know, one of our next questions for you was what sort of barrel options. So it sounds like the barrels can swap in and out. But as far as length and porting, ribs, stuff like that, you know, high rib, flat rib, mid rib, what are the options available on a Blazer?
So really you have... For the competition or the flat rib, we have 12-gauge, which are coming 28, 30, and 32 lengths. And then we also make all the sub-gauges. So, you know, 410, 28, 20. And they come in 30 and 32.
Okay.
But then we come up in the rib height, which is called the Vantage, which is a kind of a mid-rib. And that goes, the 12-gauge comes in a 30 and a 32. And then also for the sub-gauges, it comes in a 30 and 32. And then we come to our high boy, which we call a super sport. And it has a point of impact. You can change point of impact with the rib. And it's a split barrel system, but it's a 12-gauge only.
Okay.
And you can adjust the rib from 50-50 to 80-20. And then you can also adjust the front barrel hanger to adjust point of impact. And then the last barrel would be our trap over and under and our unsingle. And it also has a taller rib on it, and it can adjust from 60-40 to 100 for POI, and it's also only in a 12-gauge.
Very
gotcha.
Cool.
Gotcha. So in addition to, obviously, the barrel options, chokes and stuff, you guys obviously make your own chokes. Do you have, what, flush, extended, different versions of chokes? What's available?
Actually, Briley is our OEM choke supplier.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So our F3 standards, we send out with a set of 5 Briley Spectrums, and they're typically from Skeet to IM, but it's really nice to utilize them, you know, as our OEM, because they are really one of the first leaders in, you know, choke production.
Okay.
Gotcha. So if somebody wanted to get additional chokes to the original 5 that they got with the gun, would they contact Briley directly or go back through Blazer?
Definitely contact one of our dealers for the original Blazer chokes, obviously made by Briley.
Okay.
That would be the best source.
Gotcha.
So there's been a lot of talk when it comes to competition shotgun manufacturing about barrel alignment during the manufacturing process. Tom, this might be another one yet for you. Can you explain how the barrel alignment is done, specifically fitting into the monoblock during the manufacturing process?
I'll let Andre handle that one for you.
Oh, okay.
Only
because I've seen it. Barrel manufacturing for shotguns is something that goes back centuries and hasn't changed much in one aspect, and that's really checking that the barrels are true, that the point of impact is what it's supposed to be, you know, what the shooter is expecting it to be. And still today, that's one portion of barrel manufacturing that has to be done by a very skilled worker. So, okay. You know, they have to use their sight, they have to use their point of reference and really put their eye to the barrel to see if the curvature corresponds to what it is, if everything aligns to what it's supposed to be. And if not, they can do the adjustments on a very traditional bending machine to, you know, to calibrate to what it is. Then the barrel will be finished. And what Blazer also does, before we deliver the shotgun, every single barrel is patterned. So we're very proud of that, because obviously it's an extra cost and it's an extra effort on our behalf. But when that barrel leaves our factory, we know it's spot on.
Okay.
It's an important part, right?
Absolutely.
And in regards to the barrel itself, on the F3, are you allowed to shoot lead shot only, or can you shoot lead and steel, or does that go back to the F16 where you can shoot steel shot?
All our barrels, F3 and F16, are magnum and steel shot proof. The only restrictions we have with steel shot is, you know, we do not allow to go over improved mod constriction on your choke. But other than that, it is proved and designed for steel shots.
Okay, excellent.
Gotcha. Well, Chad's being awful Absolutely. Quiet over there, and I'm going to pick on him for a minute because he works for Blazer too, and he needs to put in his 2 cents. So, Chad, what do you like best about a Blazer? I mean, what are some of the main differences over other guns that you shot? What's a feature that you can pick out that you like better than the rest?
Well, it kind of goes back to when they approached me early in 2018 before I signed with them that year at the end of the year. They asked me to come out to the Nationals and meet with them, and I did. And, you know, the one thing I always like to do, just like when I race bicycles, is I have to test what I'm going to ride. You know, if I'm going to race for somebody, I want to see what their bikes are like or whatever. Right. And I was sitting inside the shop at the National Complex, and Christian, who's back over in Germany, he was there at the time. He's like, "Well, what are you thinking?" I'm like, "Well, I kind of want the stock that comes from a Vantage, because it's more ergonomically, it feels like a custom stock, but I don't want a mid rib. I want a flat rib. I'm very partial to that. And I'm not sure about a snobble front end or a beaver tail." So he whipped together a gun in about 3 minutes. We had a different fore end. We had two different fore ends to try. 30-inch flat barrel, Vantage Super Sport straight stock on it. It was a complete, you know, Frankenstein gun, basically, but you would never know. And I took it outside and I shot it, and I was absolutely instantly in love with it.
Wow. So you're 30 inch. You're not 32.
No, I'm 32.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, they just built it up the way I wanted it to be built. Cause most of the time, if you get a Vantage, if you build or buy a complete Vantage gun, you're going to get it with a high rib. And I didn't want a high rib. So,
right. Gotcha.
So the next section is, once I signed and got the gun, that's when I really started noticing the difference. The triggers are absolutely amazing. I've shot all the different guns on the market. Everybody has their triggers, and everybody makes pretty good triggers. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. But I will say that out of all the ones I've ever shot long term, Blazer always feels the same whether I've shot 10 rounds or 30,000 rounds. I'm fortunate that I'm sponsored by Blazer, and Andre and Tom go through my gun when needed every year at the National. They just give it a service, but they really don't do anything to it. And that's one thing I'm proud to say is, like, that gun, you don't have to have the triggers worked on to make it better. It's already good out of the factory. So adding that, so that's the modularity, right? You can put any barrel, any receiver, any stock on it. You don't have to send it back to have it worked on or fitted or anything like that. And then the next step is that gun, like Tom was saying, is a very narrow receiver.
Uh-huh.
You can see right through that gun. I'll tell you right now, that gun for trap shooting or trap shot is pretty ridiculous, because you can just look right through the gun and you don't have a big receiver that's in the way or anything like that. You don't have to lift your head. You can keep your head down on the gun.
Right.
And then finally, for me, is the balance aspect of it. I'm a real nitpicky person with my guns. And my last manufacturer I was shooting that gun, you got what you got. Whatever the barrel weight was, whatever you did to the stock or drilled a hole, put some pennies in the back or whatever to make it heavier or lighter, there's really not a lot you could do to this gun. With the weighting system, with the barrel weights and the rear cylinder weights, you can weight it down over 9.5 pounds and you can lighten it up in the front or make it heavier in the back. You can do so many things with it. And that for me was like, it was pretty much an instant seller for me. Is like, I've told Yem this before, if I ever got canned off of Blazer, which I hope is not anytime soon, I would probably still shoot a Blazer, because it points really well. It's a great pointing gun. It's a workhorse. I just have the regular black F3. I didn't do any scrolling or anything like that. But if I ever wanted to do a high-end receiver, all I have to do is get the receiver and put it on. I don't have to do anything else outside that. Nice. So just the options available, the ability to run whatever barrel you want, whatever stock you want. You can change out your own firing pins. You can do all the work yourself. Again, I'm a mechanic by trade in my past for bicycles. So Tom and Andre have showed me all the ins and outs of the gun. And it's a very, as innovative that it is, it's very simple to understand, which makes it nice, because you don't have a Swiss watch inside that you're trying to figure out how to make it work. So it right. just works all the gotcha. Time. I love it.
Mechanical triggers are pretty high up on your list too, aren't they, Chad?
Yeah, especially when you forget to load your gun on the first barrel, and then you go ahead and pull the trigger again and break the target. Absolutely. I've done that a few times. That actually happened at the U.S. Open this year, you guys. I forgot to load one of my barrels. I put one shot in. It clicked, and I didn't want to say that I had a malfunction not knowing what was going to happen. So I just pulled the trigger again, broke the clay, and I opened the gun. I only had one shell in it. So I guess that was my fault.
Well, speaking of...
And no one had to know.
Yeah. Nope. That's funny. Mechanical all the way, baby.
Well, that brings me to a question. So in regards to you guys using striker fire instead of hammers, what kind of maintenance is involved? I mean, I know usually on most shotguns that have hammers, you know, that at certain points you have to replace the pins and everything and the springs. I mean, what's involved with like the longevity of the striker fire in your guns?
You know, when we designed the F3, it was a blank piece of paper. F3 was not developed from a hunting shotgun somewhere. And they said, all right, let's update it now and make it into a competition shotgun. That's our advantage. We were able to do whatever we wanted. You know, we had the engineering support and we said, let's build it so it'll last for a million shots. Let's build it so it's easy to maintain. Let's build it so the shooter can take out the firing pins when they wear. You know, sooner or later, that's the number one piece there. You know, obviously, depending on the ammo you're shooting, it might wear. What do you do then? Do you have to send your whole shotgun back? Well, not with a Blazer. The shooter can do that themselves.
Okay.
You know, the insides of the shotgun, we've on the F3, we've nitrated all the pieces, which really is a premium feature. It'll minimize the maintenance. So, you know, at most, maybe the shooter has to check the inside of the receiver perhaps once or twice a year, unless, you know, you're shot in the rain or something extreme happens and you have to, you know, remove the buttstock and look inside and lubricate. Right. But other than that, you're good to go for 30,000 rounds. That's a lot of shooting.
Yeah.
And I think pins always get a really bad rap. It's a consumable item. I liken pins to, you know, your windshield wipers, right? They're made to be used and they degrade. The level of degradation is going to change depending on primer consistency and, you know, really what they're made out of. But are being able to change it. I can change a set of pins on the back of a golf cart in 2 minutes for somebody.
Wow.
Our goal is that the shooter keeps themselves shooting on the range and in the hunt. You know, they don't have to stop. They can keep going, you know, in competition or in practice. They don't have to stop and send the gun off to have it changed. You can do it yourself.
That's right.
Yim, why we've got you on here, what can you tell us how many shotguns, competition shotguns, that Blauser produces annually? So I'll tell you what, let's just pick on the F3. How many F3s do you guys produce annually? Do you know?
Well, Blauser is one of the top three competition shotgun manufacturers on the market today. So we're very large in size. You know, any major competitions you go, you will see a Blauser. You know, we're in that premium segment with our pro shooters.
Right. It is really nice to see us at the top three, you know, in the national survey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great. It's great to see us up there. The actual, I would say the actual receiver count that is in production is, it's kind of funny. It's something that we don't typically share.
Okay.
But we do rely a lot on the surveys that are taken out there. And what would be great is if we all did another line count one day out at Nationals by hand. You know, I don't think that's been done in a number of years, but it is great to see us at least on the survey, definitely top three. And we've definitely been making quite a few inroads on the youth circuit also.
Oh, I would say cool. Just because stats are so important to some people out there, probably 1 billion million.
one billion million. Okay.
1 billion. Yes. Million.
Just shy of a quadrillion.
Yeah, right. Oh, geez. Can you discuss price point? I mean, I know it varies, but if somebody's interested in a Blauser, let's say an F3, can you give us a starting price point for the shotgun?
Sure. On the F3 sporting model, right now MSRP, you're looking right at, you know, 96. But we all know how that, you know, the MSRP game is played.
Right.
But the really a nice feature of ours is that our product is 10-year warrantied and it follows the gun and not the owner. So the folks that are looking on the secondary can feel really comfortable that they're not going to be left in the cold with something that we're not going to service, or if there's a manufacturing defect, they're stuck with it. Just because our 10-year warranty does follow the gun and not the owner.
Gotcha.
There's also a service porthole for owners, or an owner's porthole for the service login, your UPS, for shipping and just keeping track of whatever you got going on with the gun down the road. Which is really nice. So you can
Chad, thank you for bringing that up. It's an important part of our customer service. You know, Blauser doesn't only innovate on the firearm side, but also on the customer service side. And we've actually developed this here domestically here in the U.S. to where a Blauser owner can create their own profile. It'll save your serial numbers. And all the services that have ever been done by Blauser USA post 2016 will be recorded. So even if you buy a used Blauser, those records will transfer under your profile. You'll be able to see what kind of work was done on your shotgun, what's the history, were there any problems, and what were the service intervals. All that is automatically available. We've also extended it to Blauser videos as well as UPS return shipping. That's a new feature that we just launched last week.
Huh.
Very interesting. That's very cool.
Yeah, it makes it super simple. And you have insurance. You just print off a tag.
That's right. You get, you can go on there. We're estimating, you know, our Blauser owners will save about 50 to 70% on shipping. Insurance is included automatically up to $20,000.
Wow.
So wow. I think we can scoop up just about The majority of shotguns that are out there, they're coming back. You know that you're sending it back straight to Blaser. UPS is handling it. And by the way, they've been great. They've been supporting it, supporting us. You know, us being a firearms company, they didn't shy away. They supported us all the way. And they helped us make this possible. Thanks to UPS.
And I'll tell you right now, from a shooter's perspective, as a guy that, does demos with the Blazers and I'm on the West Coast trying to promote the brand, that is a huge back pocket card that I can throw out to any person that's thinking about getting one, because sometimes once they get it through the dealer, they don't want to deal with the dealer and they want to go directly to the source. You know, it's just the nature of the business. And so it gives them the opportunity to feel as part of the Blazer family and really make it happen on their own. So it's pretty cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask a question here. So if somebody's going to buy a new gun, a new Blazer, what options do you have as far as the wood and the stocks go? Do you guys offer like custom fitted stocks? Do you assist a person, or do they basically just come with a stock set and it's up to them if they want to configure it differently?
We don't have custom fitting per se, in that, you know, we will take your measurements and send it off. We do have the custom shop that if you do desire a Blazer made stock, they can do it. What really we spend a lot of time doing is working with the customer in getting the right configuration. Because it's modular, I don't have to put the catalog stock that belongs, quote unquote, belongs with that barrel. So we are able, like Chad, to do a lot of hybrid setups where if I can't quite get enough drop on the rear, well, let's take it up in the front a little bit. What are your personal dimensions and how close can we get it with our products? And it's doable just because it is not an out of the box complete gun. I can change the stock and I can change the barrel at will.
That's right. It offers us a lot of flexibility that our competitors just do not have.
That's very cool. Well, I mean, as much of a basket case as Chad is, you'd have to have these options available to fit him.
No, it's a godsend. Trust me, guys, it's a godsend, because then you're sitting there with a customer and you have a left-handed Monte Carlo, left-handed sporting, a regular sporting, one without a comb, adjustable comb, one with the comb, you know, vantage stock. You got all these stocks. You have three different barrels and all the different forends. And you're like, okay, go. What do you want? Wow. And you're sitting there, you're making guns and just putting them in the cage. And they're just like, I kind of like this one, but I like how the feel of that stock is. Okay, boom, here you go. Try it that way. Oh, and wow. We can really, we can really customize it that way. And again, guys, the biggest thing, like when I shot a different manufacturer's gun, the barrels weighed a certain amount. And to get it different weight, you either had to go into the shop and look through all their different, how many of that they had on stock and see if there was a different barrel or a different gun, because you would still have to get it fitted if you took that barrel, and that's, they didn't allow that. So it you just couldn't get what you wanted weight wise, and you end up taping weight or doing weird things on the gun. And I'm telling you, man, that weighting system is an absolute must. I think any manufacturer that doesn't have some sort of weighting system is just behind the times, just because it's too custom for people, how they hold the guns and what we want as an instructor or coach, what I want out of a gun pertaining to whoever's shooting it, whether it's a short, female that, doesn't have a lot of arm strength, or it's a big Brutus guy like Alec, who, he's 6'4", and he needs a lot of weight on that gun. Otherwise he's going to throw it around like a little toothpick. So it allows me to be able to do that. And as a shooter, when we're talking to people, it's so easy, because they're like, oh, your gun's great, but it's a little heavy in the front. And no problem, I'm taking the weight. So what do you think now? Like, oh my God, this is great. that option. But, the one other thing I wanted to back up real far, real quick. All the F3s that I'm aware of, unless Andre and you guys tell me different, which is a big deal for me on the West Coast, is when we sell a gun, one of the first things we do with in the past with other manufacturers is the first thing you do is you go send it in and you get a Kickies pad put on it, because that's like one of the most popular pads in the sport. And I think everybody on this podcast probably has put a Kickies pad on their gun at one point. The F3s come with Kickies from the factory, just like they come with the Briley choke. So you're getting like the top end stuff that you don't have to spend another $150 to $200 to get put on the gun right away. It's already there. And when you look at the price tags, that like what Yim was saying, I mean, to even get near that price with the other companies that are out there, they're $4,000 plus more. And the fact with the modularity and everything, it just makes it a hands down winner for me. And the, you know, for penny, it's just the best gun on the market in my opinion. So
that's awesome. Well, go ahead, Sean.
I was just going to say, Chad, other than you, I mean, what are some of the other pro shooters that that Blazer supports?
Me and only me.
Only you? Okay. All right.
Well, yeah. So long as you're not an eggplant, I'll support you.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know, Yim has everybody that she does on a, I know on the sporting side, but we have Bill McGuire, Corey Cruz, and Halen Hanks and myself. All of them are either multi-time champions, world champions, or they've won something, or they look cool like me. Just kidding. But as far as skeet and trap, I don't know all these guys out there. Maybe Yim can
on the for our gold level skeet, it would be Jason Ward, Cody Sargent, Melissa and Rachel Behringer, and trap Joe Charnigo. And then we do have a really a great selection of junior shooters that we support as well. So it's really, we really have a very exciting group. We have a group that has been with us long term.
We're not looking for just great shooters. They also have to have be a great person, be a part of the team, you know, represent our product, not just with their know-how, but also, you know, with their personalities, with helping young shooters and, you know, taking care of our future.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
That still leaves me scratching my head why Chad shoots for you guys.
Yeah, right?
Hey, look, guys, I'm one of the most blessed human beings on this planet, because it completely floored me when somebody with the caliber of shooters that this company has approached somebody like me. You know, I've won some things. I've done all right on the tour, things like that. But just the sheer, you know, I got a call from these guys, you know, and I'm like, I never even thought about Blazer before, because they were such a solid team with such a solid bunch of characters shooting for him, that I was like, there'd be no way in God's green acre that I could ever get on that team. And when I was approached, it was just like, holy crap.
Yeah. So, you know, Chad, like, you have to be, you have to be pretty honored. I mean, you're in some pretty big company, really. I mean,
oh yeah, they're the best in business. I mean, yeah. Simple as that. I literally will say this with, I mean, there are a lot, most of the pro shooters are my friends. And I love y'all out there, but I'll tell you right now, the Blazer team is hands down my favorite team, built with some of the nicest people I've ever come in contact with in this sport. And this is internally and externally. You know, Tom and Andre are just phenomenal. And Yim are just hands down. I mean, big hugs and kisses for all these guys. I just don't think people realize for the size of this company, how much the three people you're talking to do for that company, making it roll like it does. So
that's very cool. Does anybody have any closing thoughts or anything they want to add to what we've asked?
Well, I'd like to say, you know, the growth of Blazer over the years here in the U.S. was something, you know, for the books almost, you know, and it's only possible because of our customers, the shooters. You know, they've always believed in Blazer. We get the feedback from our shooters, and that's the driving force for us to develop it into something even better from what it is today, you know.
Right.
I really believe, you know, in the next 10 years, we look back, we'll be like, well, this is where we were, and look what we have today. And we're determined we're going to keep developing it. You know, we listen to our customers, what they want, what they think would make them better, and we'll build on that. Excellent. So thanks for the support. You know, we wouldn't be where we are without our shooters.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I think that, yeah, I hope people realize that when you do buy a blazer, you are in our family, and the amount of care and attention that, you know, we freely give to all of our shooters and customers, you know, it's just natural for us to do that. You know, it's natural for us to go back and Chad knows this, how many boxes do I open and how many wood pictures do I send you?
Right.
It's just, it really is our pleasure to help build, you know, and craft that gun for that individual person. You know, it's a, we are really building for you, the individual.
Yeah. The work pays off when you see a smile out on the range. You know, they broke their first 100, you know, they won a competition, they achieved something they've never done before, and they've done it with your gun. I mean, that's the point where everything gets repaid, you know, all the hard work, sacrifice, you know, that's the point where, you know, it was all worth it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's got to be very gratifying for sure.
Yeah,
it sure is.
We're a small family too, so we know all our customers really well and their guns. I actually remember their guns more than their names or their faces. But if you call into service, you'll actually talk to Andre and I, you know, the actual gunsmith that's working on your gun, and we can tell you point for case what's actually happened with it. You don't get a salesman or further down the line. You can get a salesman if you'd like. If you call sales,
hey,
you
talk to you.
We refer to them as carpet people, but
well, that's nice that you guys can cut up on each other like that. That proves you're all that's human right. beings. Yeah. So that's awesome. That's awesome.
You're good buying day. Lunch next week.
Uh-oh.
Now, see, this is starting to sound like a big family here.
Right, so. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom is all the way in Texas, so we can afford saying this. We're all the way up in Ohio at a trap shoot, so, yeah.
But we are. I mean, our customers are there with us, but, yeah, we like to have fun. We pick on each other. We fight, but in the end, we get the job done and take care of them as best we can.
Yes,
that's,
sir.
That's really cool. Well, it's been a huge honor having all of you on this evening with us, and we really appreciate your time. I know you're all, you know, very busy, so we definitely appreciate you taking the time to spend with us and telling everybody about your shotguns.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, our pleasure. Our pleasure.
And listen, moving forward, anytime that you'd like to come on, and if there's anything you'd like to announce, maybe in, you know, something new, or new product line, anything, don't hesitate to get a hold of us. We'd love to have you back on.
There is one announcement that I'd like to make, that there is possibly going to be a
you're pregnant?
Yes. No. Well, from the West Coast, possibly. There will be a championship that has to do with marshmallows at the Nationals this year. So come on by and watch it happen.
That'd be funny.
Oh, boy.
Watch him compete.
Yep.
I'm liking him more and more. Keeps talking.
Right?
Excellent. And last but not least, where do people want to go if they want to find out more about Blazer and their shotguns?
Please visit our website, Blazer USA, as well as BlazerOwnersClub.com. That's after you've purchased your Blazer, be sure to warranty register, you know, update your records, and then when you're due for service at your 30,000 mark or so, you can start your service request on there as well.
They can always call directly into the office and reach any one of us on the carpet. They can email into the info emails. I field all the info emails, but we are so reachable, and you're always going to get someone that will spend the time to go through all the choices.
And Yem's on Facebook all the time, just saying.
She's there, and
I sneak in emojis.
Don't forget about our dealer network. There, we train them, we update them. They're up to speed on all our product line. When somebody's interested in a Blazer, please contact our dealers directly. They'll be able to help you.
Excellent.
Awesome. That's really cool. Thank you again very much, everyone, for spending the time with us this evening. And we look forward to seeing you out at the range soon. I'm sure, you know, we're going to be down, Sean and I are going to be down at Nationals. So maybe we can catch up with all of you if you're going to be down there at the booth. It'd be nice to meet all of you and shake your hands and see your smiling faces.
Yeah, put a face with a name.
Yes.
Looking forward to it.
Our door is always open.
The door is open at Blazer.
Awesome.
Okay, great.
Well, thank you, everyone, and have a good evening.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Guys. Take care.
Well, that was definitely some interesting information from Blazer, and it was great to have Chad and everybody on. Can't thank them enough again for joining us and sharing the knowledge with our listeners.
Yeah, this is what we're all about. We're going to bring you the information. You can form your own opinions. This is, you know, just another choice. We've had Kohler on. We've had Blazer now.
Yep.
And Zoli.
Yeah.
You know, so, and we're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep bringing manufacturers, bringing shooters on, and getting you the best information that we can.
Yep.
And let you form your own opinions. That's what we're all about. We're completely unbiased. Of course, we have our personal loves.
Right. No doubt.
But,
yep.
You know, we want to help. And in turn, we want you to help. What I mean by that is you need to take somebody new shooting. Introduce them to the sport that we love. And listen, I don't want to be political. As Sean and I agreed when we started this, we would not get political. Right now is very, very important. I think we're at a time in our country where if you're listening to this, you love the sport of sporting clays, okay, and with that comes your Second Amendment rights. I think this last election proved that voting does nothing, right, Sean? So,
well, I'm not going to say that.
But anyway, you need to contact your local senator or your local congressman that represents you in your district, and you need to let them know that they need to support you in the Second Amendment. So, again, I don't want to get political, but there's some big organizations out there that fight for your Second Amendment rights, and if we're going to continue to do this sport, we need to focus on that because right now it's very critical.
Yeah. Well said. Whatever you believe, I mean, obviously, vote your heart, vote your opinion. We're not here to tell you what to do. But again, we are shooters. We enjoy the guns and the ammo and all that fun stuff. And it, for me and probably most of you out there, it all revolves around great memories, fond memories with family and friends. Yeah, I don't necessarily look at guns or anything in a negative light like some people do. But again, it is important that we hold on to things that we believe in and that are near and dear to our hearts. And hopefully we'll continue to be able to do what we like to do.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hey, listen, we're going to be here again next week. More information, more great shooters, more great manufacturers coming on. Until then, take somebody new shooting, and we will see you next week on
The Dead Pair Podcast.